Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
So, how does someone living in Cork happen to get the Russian vaccine? Well, her name is Anastasia Derbeneva, and she went home to Moscow to get it. We've been catching up. Anastasia, you've had the Sputnik vaccine on a trip back to Moscow. I'll get to that in a minute. But how long have you been in Cork? Tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. I've been living in Cork for 2 years. My husband was approached by one of the big IT companies and offered a job. We never intended to move countries, but we decided to give it a try, and we've been living here since April 2019, and we found that Cork is a lovely and fantastic place.
You like it here?
A lot, yeah.
Now, Russia was one of the first countries in the world to announce that it had a vaccine and to start using it.
Yeah, well, I don't agree with them registering it in August, because they didn't start mass vaccinations until December anyway, but it created quite a controversy in the world, maybe led to a little bit lack of trust for the vaccine. Because they registered it and they continued the trials until winter. But I got a text inviting me to get my dose in December last year. And so, yeah, that was exciting.
President Putin, he released it without completely finishing the trials, didn't he?
I think that's just bureaucracy. They registered it and they completed the trials afterwards. Maybe just to be able to say that they were like the first in the world. Maybe not the best decision, but they did follow the procedure afterwards.
You said you got invited while you were living here in Cork. You obviously had to travel to Moscow to get it.
I got a text to my Russian number that you are welcome to get your vaccine. But of course, I didn't go anywhere. I couldn't leave the country until there was like an essential reason to travel. But in March, my mom needed surgery, and I went home to care for her because I'm the only child. And I had to spend a month in Russia, and of course I did my vaccine straight away.
Yeah, is there a waiting list?
No, not at all. I got my first dose the same day my plane landed. So actually in the morning I had my COVID test in the airport when I arrived. The results came back negative like 3 hours later, and I was free to go. And I went straight to the nearest shopping center with a vaccination clinic in it and got it like 1 hour later.
A shopping center? And did you have to make an appointment?
No, I just turned up.
That's brilliant. And what's the procedure like? It's quick and easy, is it?
Yeah, there is a short questionnaire, and I had a talk with a GP. They asked me about if I have any conditions which would prevent me from vaccinating and everything like that. And then I got a shot, and they asked me to wait for half an hour in the clinic to check if I will get any allergic reactions, and after that I was free to go.
And there's a second dose, isn't there? Have you had both?
Yeah, in three weeks, yeah, I had both.
And it's two different doses, isn't it? It's not the same one twice.
I'm not sure exactly how it works, but they do use two different adenoviruses to deliver the message to the immune system, yeah.
Okay, so slightly different science to the other ones. Any side effects at all?
Yeah, I had in approximately 12 hours there was fever. I was very sleepy, and I kind of spent the next day in just in bed. But nothing, had a little bit of muscle pain, you know, like fever-like symptoms, but quite mild ones. Mm. Everything was gone in like in 24 hours.
And did they tell you at the clinic that that might happen?
Of course, they do tell you, and my friends also told me. It's really age dependent. Young people get more fever and more side effects. So for example, my mom didn't have anything at all, and no side effects for her. I heard that only 5% of over 60s get any side effects, and it's for young people it's closer to 90% because our immune system is more aggressive to the adenovirus.
And we know, don't we, that sort of feeling a bit off, as it was, that is your immune system reacting to something strange.
Yeah, and even they say that the more side effect, the more reaction you get, the stronger your immunity will be.
Now, do you know of many of your Russian friends here in Ireland that have been to get it?
Well, people, of course, don't travel just to get the vaccine, Everyone who traveled for essential reasons, everyone got it. Yeah. My friends in Russia, they're even more like skeptical, maybe more reluctant to get it because everything, they don't feel the pressure. The country is widely open. You can go to a pub, a shopping center, you can fly to like a sunny beach. There is no lockdown there, and people maybe they just don't feel this pressure to get it. And also quite a lot of people had the virus and they think that their immunity will last for a while and they'll get it later. And there is vaccine always available for them at a short notice. So, yeah, not... A lot of my friends did get the vaccine, but not every single person.
Yeah, the Russian embassy here in Ireland has, we understand, offered our government to get some supply of Sputnik V to Ireland. Do you think the government should get it?
Of course, I think the government should get any vaccine which is offered and made available. People here are so sick of the lockdown. There is so much pressure on mental health of everyone, and including myself, my family. And I don't know a single person who hasn't complained about mental issues. And I think the sooner we are out of it, the better. And there shouldn't be any politics around vaccines. They should be politics-free because it's for everybody's benefit. And by the way, every foreigner who works in embassies in Moscow, for example, was offered the vaccine and many people accepted the offer. So in Russia, they also approached all the embassies, people who work in Moscow, and they offered them a shot as well.
Yeah. Sputnik is in 60 countries around the world now. I know that they went fairly quickly into it and people were suspicious about that, but you must be very proud now of your home country to be leading the vaccine race in a way.
Yeah, of course I am. Russia has great scientists, and I would really appreciate it if my country was remembered for its science, not for its, like, whenever you get in the news.
Yeah, this seems to be a very strong and very powerful vaccine. What age did you say you were in, Sasha?
25 was. I was 25 in December when I got my text. Now I turned 26 recently.
Well, I think a lot of people who are 25 and 26 would love to be able to get something like Sputnik and get it quickly and get on with their lives. Thank you very much for speaking with me today.
No problem at all. I hope I was helpful. Thank you.
That's Anastasia Debeneva, living in Cork the last couple of years. Essential trip home recently to Moscow. Walked into a shopping centre after she got off the plane and got her vaccine. Now, I think Dmitry Popatov is your name, is that it? Dmitry, you've also been back home, I think, to get a vaccine. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Good morning to everyone on 96FM. Yeah, I've been to Russia back in January to get the vaccine, and there were other reasons for my travel. It was a side effect. The vaccine was a side effect of that.
Yeah. And was it as easy as, and as Sasha just told us, you just walked into a clinic and there presented yourself? Is that it?
I booked my appointment 2 weeks in advance to make sure that I actually get it, because I had to travel from Ireland, so I had to plan it a bit. But my brother got it like 4 days later, and he just walked in.
Yeah. And no side effects, I take it?
I've had a bit of fever and muscle pain for a day, so I took it easy, stayed home. But then the next day I felt perfectly.
And you've had the second vaccine as well, and have you had any side effects after that?
Yeah, it was the same story with the second dose. But it varies from person to person. Like my parents had it, they didn't have any of the side effects. My brother had it, he didn't have anything. He felt a bit tired after the second one, but then he said he can't tell if it's because of the vaccine or because he ran like 20 kilometers in the previous day.
Good for him. Dmitry, do you think that the government here should take up the very kind offer through the Russian embassy to source Sputnik for us?
I think Sputnik V is a very good vaccine. So certainly, if an agreement can be reached that boosts the vaccine supply in Ireland, I think it would be a very good move. The faster we vaccinate, the more lives we save and the quicker we can get back to normal.
Yeah, because Anastasia was making the point, there is no lockdown. Life goes on reasonably normally in Russia.
Yeah, it is currently the case that there are a lot fewer restrictions back in Russia than in Ireland. There are several reasons for that. So the vaccine is not the only one, but currently is compared to Ireland, there is no lockdown in Russia.
Okay. All right, Dmitry, thank you very much for being with us this morning on The Opinion Line on Cork's 96. There's Dmitry, there's Anastasia. Both had essential reasons to travel back to Russia, got their vaccine, and they're grinned, they're feeling fine. Would you take it, if you thought in the morning that we were adding Sputnik to the vaccine list here, and bear in mind that there is an offer on the table via the Russian embassy to get us some, would you take it? I would. But then again, I've said it before, I'd take anything. I just need to get myself jabbed as soon as it were. But yeah, would you take the Sputnik if they made it available? Do you think they will make it available? Do you think they should make it available? And if they're not making it available, why do you think they're not making it available when there is an offer on the table?
Cork's 96 FM.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive? And your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.